Deposit dispute case study. Dampen mold. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. The deposit details. The deposit was £1,200 and the disputed amount was £550. What had happened? The tenant said that the mold was in the bathroom when they moved in and that they reported this to the agent who came. However, the agent told them to just to keep wiping it down. From this, it just kept getting worse over time because the extractor fan did not work. Mold started showing in the bedroom a few months into the tenancy. When the tenant reported the mold to the agent, no one came to see it or do anything about it. The tenant did their best to air the property and clean the mold away, but it kept coming back. The agent responded, saying that the landlord was aware of the mold in the bathroom, but it has got significantly worse while the tenant lived there, so the landlord would like a contribution towards removing the mold and repainting. They also have no record of the tenant reporting the mold in the bedroom. This was only discovered at the pre-checkout inspection, when it was too late to sort the problem out before the tenancy ended. The decorator has said that the mold in the bedroom appears to have been caused from a lack of ventilation, and not allowing airflow between items of furniture and the walls. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, the check-in and check-out reports with photographs, midterm inspection reports, and a quote. What was decided and why? The check-in report recorded mold spots on the right-hand side of the bathroom ceiling at the start of the tenancy. Decor in all other areas was recorded as being in good condition and the bathroom extractor fan was not tested. The checkout report commented on there being mold spots over the whole of the bathroom ceiling and that the extractor fan was not working, as well as large damp patches in the bedroom, beneath the window and on the far wall. These were all supported by photographs. For the bathroom, the adjudicator was satisfied from the evidence that the bathroom ceiling was left in worse condition than at the start of the tenancy. However, mold was there at the start and midterm property visits reported on the slow spread of the spots, which would be expected from unattended mold spores and normal use of the bathroom. In addition, the extractor fan was not working and had been reported early in the tenancy. While damp and mold can occur through a lack of ventilation or a structural defect, the fact that there was no evidence of the extractor fan being fixed, or any other investigation carried out at any point to address the problem, meant that the tenant was not found responsible and no award was made. For the bedroom, the difference between the check-in and check-out reports clearly showed the deterioration, however it was also clear that the walls had some level of wear at the start. The tenant did not provide any evidence of reporting the mold on the bedroom walls when it started. The decorator reported in their quote that, in their opinion, the mold was due to a lack of ventilation and that the furniture had been pushed too close to the wall. On balance, the adjudicator decided that the tenant not reporting the problem had allowed it to escalate, resulting in increased costs for the landlord. For this reason, it was reasonable for the tenant to contribute to the work required. While there was no specialist surveyor's report to show whether there was any other cause, the tenant was found responsible for not reporting the issue. Considering the level of wear at the start, the landlord was compensated with 45% towards redecorating the bedroom. The final decision was that the tenant should be awarded £438 and the landlord, £112. How can you avoid this happening in future? Any issues highlighted on check-in, or at any point in the tenancy, should be addressed by the landlord as soon as possible to avoid the problem escalating and potentially increased costs. Tenants should be encouraged to always report any issues they find at any point during the tenancy, to give the landlord an opportunity to investigate and address the problem at the time and to avoid it getting worse. It is important to do this in writing so there is an audit trail if the problem does, at any point, become an issue. Carrying out midterm property visits is a great way to spot anything out of the ordinary that should have been reported and is affecting the property. Where there is an issue such as mold, the landlord is responsible for showing that it was caused by something the tenant did or did not do, which should be objectively assessed by a specialist with expertise in this area. Damp or mold can occur through a lack of ventilation, insulation, or a structural defect, and adjudicators are not qualified to assess the root cause. Good evidence must be provided to show why the problem has arisen and why the tenant should be held responsible.